Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Zachary Eden.
So now, Zachary, you're a part of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder at the Parkway Playhouse. So tell me about what you do.
Well, I am the stage manager of the show. Things that happen backstage, I coordinate. Also, while the cast are learning their lines, I also feed them the lines so they could get back on track. That's before the show opens. But once the show opens, I'm going to coordinate all the sets and the costumes, make sure everybody needs to be where they are, the props. Everything that happens backstage, I will coordinate.
Have you done a lot of stage managing before in the past?
I have at Hendersonville Community Theater. This is my first time at Parkway Playhouse, and I'm really impressed with the actors, the administrative staff. It's nice to be somewhere where everybody's so welcoming and very professional.
It's a beautiful old facility, and I know you probably enjoy that as well, trying to work in that old space. It's just really something special.
It is, and it's bigger than it looks.
Yeah.
It is. So when you pull up to the front of it, it looks, oh, this is the theater. But once you walk in, it's like, oh, my Lord. And then you go on the stage, and behind the stage, there's a scene shop and a costume room and dressing rooms and all this space that you wouldn't think was there. And it's really nice to have that space because I've worked in theaters where you have no space.
No space at all. How's this one coming together?
Coming along good. We ran this first act last night all the way through. And tonight we're doing the second act, and then we're going to add the musicians this weekend and lights and costumes. Well, we did costumes yesterday, integrating the sets and everything in, and we'll be set to open Saturday.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, good luck with it, and I hope you get to come back and do some more, and we'll talk to you some more.
Awesome. Thanks.
And you are?
Julia Wharton. I'm directing A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Tell me about it.
It's a really fun show. It's a musical, and it was on Broadway in 2014 and got some Tony Awards then.
Oh, cool.
But it's a great show for Parkway to be presenting this season. It hasn't been done in this area yet. It's about a young man who grows up in very humble circumstances and discovers, thanks to a mysterious visitor, that he's actually related to a very wealthy aristocratic family.
Oh, okay.
And there are only 8 people that stand between him and the family fortune.
Oh, only 8?
Only 8.
Hmm.
Despite the fact that he's quite a charming and good person, he sets about killing them all off.
Well, you know. Going to get the money one way or the other,
well,
I guess.
Well, I guess. And he's got a couple of love interests, so there's romance involved. It's a very funny show. It's a little bit like Oscar Wilde with music. So witty, very British humor. It's set in Edwardian London. Probably I would rate it about PG-13.
Somewhere in
so
that
not
area.
A child's show, but right. Fun for teens and adults, for sure. We have a very unique approach to the artistic concept behind the show. It's going to be something very different looking for Parkway audiences. There's not a lot of set building that's gone on. There's been more art involved. And the whole play feels to me like a series of political cartoons. Political cartoons were very popular in Edwardian London. And they were, of course, all in black and white. So the whole show, costumes and set, will be done in grayscale. Oh. The actor's skin will still be natural color. We're not going to make up. There will be dashes of red now and then, but you'll have to come and see how that figures in.
When do the performances begin?
First performance is June 29th.
Okay.
And we run 3 weekends. So that's a Saturday night. We do Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, and then the next 2 weekends we have 3 performances and 2 performances, closing July 13th.
Right. The best place to get ticket information would be parkwayplayhouse.com. After the Sunday performances, they'll have an opportunity again to talk maybe with you and with the cast.
It's a Parkway tradition to have talkbacks after the Sunday matinees. So, yes, we'll be on stage after those Sunday afternoon performances to take questions from the audience and talk about the process and the show itself, what was hard, what was fun.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Our guest today is Zachary Eden, the stage manager, and Julia Wharton, the director of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, opens this weekend at the Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville. Performances run Saturday, the 29th, this Saturday, through July the 13th on the weekends. Call 682-4285 or check out parkwayplayhouse.com to get more information. Thank you to Zachary and Julia, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.